am Father Tuzo, newly ordained back in June. I'm currently at St. Joseph in Columbia. Some of you may remember me. I was here 4 years ago as a seminarian. And so I've been making my way back here, slowly but surely, celebrating all the different masses. I've done the Saturday Vigil, I've done the Spanish twice, and now I'm here. It's great to be here. Perseverance in prayer. Now, this staff of Moses, it was used to part the sea and deliver the Israelites from the hands of Pharaoh. In today's first reading, Moses again raises his hands and the staff in order to defeat the Amalekites, enemies of the Israelites. Now, God freely chooses to involve humanity. Certainly, God does not need a staff or any other earthly object to bring about his will. God chooses to use people and involve them in his works. We see this throughout the Bible. Perseverance, persistence in prayer. We have Moses standing at the top of a hill for all to see. He raises his arms and staff. The battle goes well for the Israelites. The raising of his arms with his staff can be viewed as a symbol for prayer. In our Christian tradition, it most certainly so. As a priest, we raise our hands at certain points in the Mass when praying. There is also the ancient practice of laying on of hands when praying over someone. Priests do this when we anoint someone who is sick, and also in the confessional when we give absolution. So we have this symbolic raising of arms and staff by Moses. As you can imagine, he gets tired, and he has to drop his arms to rest. And when he does, the Israelites start losing the battle. So to help Moses, they give him something to sit on, and two men, Aaron and Hur, hold up his arms. They did this until Joshua and the Israelites win the battle. Now, when we pray, we open ourselves up to the power of God. However, when we get tired, weary, discouraged, or even lazy, and we stop praying, we then move away from the strength and power of God. And this is symbolic of when Moses lowers his arms. Perseverance in prayer. This episode shows us the need for us to persevere in prayer, to remain open to the power and love of God. And it also shows us that all of us, as believers, must support each other in prayer, and especially in time of trial. In today's gospel, in the parable told by Jesus, we have another lesson in faith and perseverance in prayer. We have a widow who's constantly nagging this judge for him to render a just judgment for her against her adversary. And now we have this judge, an unsavory character, who is corrupt and unjust. He does not fear God. And when we see this term fear used here, we're not talking about being afraid of God, like someone who has, for instance, a fear of heights or a fear of public speaking. This fear means respect, awe, submission to God. This judge did not respect God, and he did not respect people. This sounds like a terrible person. Now, this widow is persistent in her nagging of the judge, to the point where this judge becomes fearful what might happen if she persists, and it escalates, where he fears she may strike him. Or in a little literal translation I found, lest she come and give me a black eye. Because of her persistence, this judge goes against his previous ideas about the case. Because if he does not do anything at all, he could be in trouble. Now, we have an unjust judge making a just judgment, even though this judgment is for his own self-interest and self-preservation. Jesus always has a point or a lesson to teach when he uses parables. First, the judge in the parable is not God. We know God does not work this way. His parable is not about nagging God for what we want until he gives in. That would be not correct. The key, when we see this judge is described as corrupt and unjust, and we know that God is neither of these, Jesus is saying, look, even an unjust judge who respects no one, not even God, if this person responds to the persistence of this widow, how much more so will God listen to our prayers? Perseverance in prayer. Jesus teaches us in this parable the need for perseverance in prayer. In prayer, in this dialogue with God, we continue to develop our love, our trust, and our confidence in God. We realize that we are truly weak when we are left to ourselves. We become humble when we grow closer to God and realize how dependent we are on him. The trials and struggles we have need to be understood that when we experience these painful things in our lives, God is not forgetting or punishing us. God is there, always there. These things in life, these trials, whether physical or spiritual, can be seen as stepping stones or a bridge. Without them, we would not be able to cross the rivers of life. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus says. I know that in my life, during times of grief, of uncertainty, in difficult times, turning and trusting to God my prayers and my faith is the only thing that gets me through. God truly wants to hear our needs and respond generously. The lesson today that Jesus teaches us is persistence in prayer. God wants us to be like this widow. He wants us to stay in our relationship with God, confident that God hears and answers our prayers. It is not easy, but Jesus never promised that it would be easy. In fact, he said it would be difficult at times. We will not always be given the answer we want to our prayers. But I believe we can look at it like this. If at the end of our lives, we can look back and see that we were walking through a maze with a lot of doors, and only God can see the safest way through this maze. The doors that we thought we wanted to go through, these unanswered prayers, perhaps behind those doors leads to our destruction. So God leads us down the correct path that ends with him in heaven. God promises that he will be with us always. Faith. Let us be persistent in our prayers. Let us ask God to increase our faith and open our hearts to him so that he may open the doors that will lead us to a never-ending life of happiness with him in heaven.